Hi, this is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth at the Moscow Times. This week and next week, we're doing something a little bit different. In honor of our 25th anniversary, we're walking down Linguistic Lane. We're taking a look at the words that typified each year, starting in 1992. In 1992, the word was Hozrashot, for profit, the totally revolutionary concept of making a profit from a company's business activities, introduced in the late Soviet period in either special divisions of large, otherwise loss-making companies, or in independent businesses. In most cases, these profit-making entities were used as cash cows for the red directors at the top, starting a great new tradition of outrageous wealth disparity. 1993. Подворовывать, to steal a little on the side, especially from your employer, may range from tucking a half-used roll of toilet paper into your briefcase to working with the bookkeepers to skim profits, considered fair play at the bottom when asset stripping at the top was rampant. See 1992, Хозрасчет. 1994, Пирамида, a financial scheme in which people invest money for high returns, which are funded solely by the new investments until the entire pyramid collapses, one of the favorite ways to bilk citizens in the 1990s. The most famous pyramid scheme, MMM, crashed in August 1994, contributing to the population's growing skepticism about capitalism. 1995, Наличка. Cash, something the Russian legislation did not permit companies to have much of. Most of the 1990s were spent employing 10 bookkeepers whose entire job was to make up fake receipts so cash could be withdrawn from the company bank accounts. 1996, Palzevat, to show off, play the big shot, from Palitz, finger, and the gesture of extending index finger and little finger as a sign of being a tough guy part of the criminal world. 1997, Tusovka, crowd, party, bash, get-together, both a group of friends and any kind of get-together. Also, Tusovatsa, what you do at a party. You mingle, hang out, you like to be seen. Also, Tusovshik, someone who does the rounds of parties, a generally derogatory term for a party animal, socialite, or hanger-on. All of this was a new incarnation of the post-Soviet social scene, where money and flash counted more than party membership. 1998, Kinut, a slang word used by Deputy Prime Minister Anatoly Chubais to describe what Russia did to the IMF when the country defaulted on its debt. The word, which meant an intentional scam in criminal slang, had come to mean unintentional failure to do something. Unfortunately, the change in meaning hadn't reached all the translators, and the U.S. Congress held hearings on why Russia conned the IMF out of several billion dollars. 1999, Bardak, a total mess, also a brothel. How Bardak began as a house of ill repute and came to mean a mess has been lost to the mists of time, but it is the ubiquitous description of anything disordered, from a bedroom and an analytical report up to a political leader's thinking processes. 2000, Zamachit v sartiria, to wipe them out in the outhouse, what President Putin said should be done to Chechen bandits. Uttered at a press conference, this was the first of Mr. Putin's Russian lessons, a series of very helpful language learning classes he held during his first years in office. 2001. Вообще, pronounced Vaще. Яуза, wow, golly gosh darn, i.e., any exclamatory phrase that expresses astonishment, either good or bad, of unclear provenance. How a word that means in general came to mean can you believe it is at present unexplained. Conveniently used in the phrase ну ты вообще, which means either you're really great or you're really horrible, and is therefore applicable to anything your spouse ever says or does. 2002, как бы, kinda, a parasitic phrase that for several years was uttered constantly by everyone in every situation in Moscow, then in St. Petersburg, and for all we know, eventually in every nook and cranny of this great, vast land. For several years, when it was at its peak, it seemed that people did not do things, they kinda did things. They kinda read books, they kinda felt well, they kinda went to work, as if they lived in a virtual reality. In retrospect, they kinda did. 2003. Pofigiste. Someone who doesn't care about anything, especially elections, but also politics, economic indicators, climate change, clothing styles, or cleaning up the kitchen and changing the sheets. From the expression, мне пофигу, I don't give a hoot. The typical pofigiste has good and bad qualities. He is hard to live with, but very easy to rule. 204, exit poll, also called an exit poll. What was used in the earlier elections to determine the outcome of the elections after people voted. I know, right? What a concept. Annoying term for Russian-speaking people in Russia who did not spend their youth working the primaries on the Jersey Shore. Not used in over a decade because why? And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll start with 2005.